Thanks for tuning in to the Cover 2 presented by AAA. Scott Kegley here with Taylor Price. At MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and the 49ers get a bounce back win of 34-0. Shutout for the New York Football Jets. And really, the 49ers dominated in just about all aspects of the game, possessed the ball for 14 minutes more than the Jets, and it was just what the doctor ordered after last week's loss to the Minnesota Vikings.
Definitely, I think what the doctor ordered, Scott, the best possible way you can end this road trip with a 34-0 shutout victory over the New York Jets. And the best quote that I heard in this post-game press conference was from Jim Harbaugh, who said that was opportunistic football. Four turnovers by the defense. Block punt at the very end, and Colin Kaepernick could have had a second rushing touchdown of the game, but slid short of the goal line. He said he didn't want to risk injury by any of his teammates on the next kickoff. And every 49er had a hand in this game. All 46 of the active players contributed, and it was really just an impressive showing here against the top New York Jets football club.
Yeah, Kaepernick got his first NFL touchdown, and 49ers, as you said, 245 yards on the ground, and every player had a hand in it. Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, and Kaepernick.
Yeah, I mean, conversely, you look at the Jets, they only had 45 rushing yards. When you're outgained on the ground by 200 yards, that's really an impressive statistic there alone. And the 49ers were solid throughout. I mean, you look at the offensive linemen, Joe Staley, Anthony Davis, bookend tackles, making plays downfield in the run game, making plays in the passing game. Mario Manningham had some nice catches early on, and a 28-yard rushing end-around on a fake handoff, and this creativity left and right from Greg Roman. I mean, you talk about game plans. This week, they were so prepared for this game. And defensively, Vic Fangio, he was talking to the team this week. As a man, you gotta handle the responsibility of what happened in Minnesota and look at yourself and be accountable and not point the finger. And the 49ers didn't point the finger at each other. They worked as a team, and today, 34-0, I mean, you can't say nothing better than that. At the very end of the game, it was all red jerseys. All red 49er fan jerseys just screaming, "Go Niners!" And I've never seen anything like that covering teams on the road. And it was really just an impressive team win all throughout.
Yeah, you got to love that. Lots of red jerseys. I mean, all the green had left the stands here at MetLife Stadium. All the red coming down to the barriers here that separate the field. And great scene. The 49ers players we talked to after the game loved it. And it really propelled the 49ers to help keep that goose egg on the board, help get that shutout. Ricky Jean-Francois, one of the spot star for Isaac Sopawaga, played well, and then that 49ers defense got to tip their caps.
The energy was definitely there. If you saw Alden Smith's very first sack celebration, he had the propeller arms working, and you saw right then and there that defense was hyped for this game, and they made play after play. Carlos Rogers, fumble recoveries, the second of which returned 51 yards down the left sideline and had the entire defense as a convoy blocking for him. I mean, that's just the best thing when you can win together, when you can celebrate together, and everyone on this team should feel good about their performance today. Really a solid effort all the way around and looking to continue that trend next week against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, side note on that sack celebration, Alden Smith said after the game, he got that move from FIFA. So a little video game reference. That's it for the Cover 2 here from MetLife Stadium, brought to you by AAA. The Cover 2 is Scott Kegley and Taylor Price for 49ers.com.